The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Now, to the legacy of a leader who has seen four US and French presidents, five Taoiseach and UK prime ministers, and nine Italian and Japanese premiers. Angela Merkel steps down from her role as German chancellor after 16 years as Germans go to the polls tomorrow. To look at her leadership legacy from a German perspective, we're joined by Ursula Tipp, founding partner of Tipp McKnight Solicitors. Ursula, when we look at Angela Merkel and her 16 years, certainly economically, she's got a very, very strong legacy. German GDP tripled during that period. It became an exporting powerhouse in manufacturing. She helped revive the motor industry. It's a very strong economic legacy, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You could really say, from an economic perspective, she has done brilliantly. Okay, the GDP has been increasing, as you just mentioned. There's falling unemployment. And it's really, if somebody in Germany wants a job, wants to work somewhere, wants to train as something, in a certain profession, they now can. Now, so she really has opened opportunities.
Some of that economic progress as well has coincided with the rise of the Chinese economy and exporting to China. Was she lucky that way?
Yes, of course. And that's, I think, is an important point. Look, she has been there for 16 years. Not everything what happened, even economically, in those 16 years can be attributed to her. Yes, she has been lucky because Germany is one of the biggest exporters to China. So, yes, there is definitely it was good timing in a way.
If you look at her skill set as a politician and as a leader, on the one hand, she might have been lucky in some respects. She was unlucky with the challenges that she faced during that period, from the financial crisis to more recently the pandemic.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, because she was in power for such a long time, she has faced unprecedented crises as well, and she has managed them very well. So I do think that because, as you mentioned earlier, she is a trained physicist. She has a PhD in quantum chemistry. So I do think that she has an analytical mind.
That analytical mind, though, and her style, because she was never the most charismatic public speaker, but she has kind of proven her worth over the years in a way that it's almost like that's what the German public admire the most about her, is that sense of stability, reliability.
Oh, absolutely. She now has an unprecedented popularity for a leader who's leaving office. If she was standing for election this weekend, there's no doubt she would be re-elected.
It's interesting as well, you mentioned about her being a quantum chemist. She once compared politics to physics, and she said that she would compare it with the idea of gravity, that without mass, there's no depth. That kind of sums her up in a way.
Yes, and I do think, okay, her biggest appeal is, or I think, and this goes through all generations, because that is very interesting, she is popular with the very young voters, she's popular with middle-aged people, with the elderly, so, and across all economic sort of areas, she is really the leader most Germans admire.
Now, looking to the future, she's a hard act to follow. Her successor in the party, Armin Laschet, has had a terrible election campaign. He was caught laughing in the background on video during a service or a ceremony for Germans who died in floods. I saw the video myself, and it's an absolute disaster for him politically.
Yes.
Olaf Scholz, is he going to be the next chancellor?
He could very well be. His ratings are a lot better. And I do think in politics it matters how you front. You can say, oh, that's superficial, but it does matter because, look, pictures are being taken. You are going to be interviewed. You are in a public persona, and you have to be comfortable to be a public persona.
Well, of course, there are some young Germans who've never seen any other chancellor other than Angela Merkel, and we'll have to see how it plays out. Thank you very much for joining us, Ursula Tipp.